Hello and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you for everybody for tuning in for the second time this week. First time I think we've ever had two Squadcasts in a week. So without any further ado, ahead of Club of Origin this weekend, we are joined by two more of our first ever women's squad. Shall we? Do you want to introduce yourself? Do you want me to introduce you?
I'll introduce myself.
Let's go.
Hi, I'm Holland Bogan. I play flanker and second row.
Cool.
Hello, my name's Karis Craig and I play hooker.
There we go. And just because it's Club of Origin weekend, give a shout out to your Club of Origin?
My Club of Origin is Currie Chieftains.
There we go.
And Watsonians, I guess. I play for them now.
Shout out Carthaw, Queen's Park. Shout out County, Stirling County RFC.
So yeah, back at home this weekend in the Celtic Challenge. Final home game of the competition against the Britain Thunder. How much are you looking forward to be back in front of the Warrior Nation?
I'm buzzing. I think it'll be really good. The crowd's going to be like crazy, I think, because of the amount of people I think is going to be there.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of people coming to watch the women because the men are playing as well. So hopefully that should bring a bit more of a crowd.
Yeah, there are still a few tickets left available depending on when this goes out. There might be none left.
Buy them all.
You've all listened to Murphy previously. This is always good. Tickets available at glasgowwarriors.org. One ticket for two matches, the Britain Thunder and the Dragons for our men in the BKT URC. Just before we dive into the Squadcast properly, obviously we can't not mention the fact that you're the first women's squad we've ever, just from your own side of things, how much you've been enjoying being part of the Glasgow Warriors environment?
Oh, it's been great fun. I've had so much fun in camp.
I have had fun too.
I've had fun in training. It's just been like good vibes, and also just playing against and like with people you've played with before.
Yeah.
It's been really fun.
I think because we're both quite young as well, getting to play with people who are so much more experienced than we are and a little bit older, that I've just like had so much more like game time, so much more training to like learn off of them, is just like such a good opportunity.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, we touched on that with Carla and Eve when they were on a couple of weeks ago, I believe now. But when you say you play against or play with teammates that you've played against for years, is there anybody that you've come in having played against before and I potentially completely changed your perception of them as a player, as a person, without throwing anybody under the bus?
Yeah. Actually, I literally played against Sophie Anderson in the final and I was like, she is terrifying because she is like built, and I was so scared of her, and I was like, oh my gosh. And we were in the tunnel at the final and she, like, I was her opposite number, horrifying by the way, and she was like grabbing my shirt and she was like, oh, like, I wish my shirt fit like this because like I don't have muscles. And I was
do
like, no, but they're not as big as hers because her foot, like, she filled that shirt and I just didn't. And I was like, oh my god, she's so scary. And now she's so lovely.
Yeah,
like, she is just a nice person.
Me and Sophie played together at Watsonians and I think she's always been one of those people that I'm quite glad that she is on my team.
Yeah, I don't want to play against her.
Yeah,
anytime we play like shoulders on, even I'm like,
please don't hurt me. Yeah.
I mean, Sophie, if you listen to this, I feel that's maybe a win for you.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
Hi, Sophie, you're actually really nice.
Don't beat me up, please.
Similarly as well, you've obviously been here a couple of days a week training for the entirety of the Celtic Challenge with our coaching group as well. How much have you enjoyed being part of the team, being part of the squad and learning from people that have been there and done that?
Yeah, it's been good. I like that we're training with some coaches that I've not like trained before with. So like we've had Chris on the 20s program and Lindsay's like our regional trainer, so just like training with different like coaches like Stuart and Fraser as well.
Yeah,
like it's really cool, especially because Fraser's like done it, like he is living through it as well, so he like kind of gets it.
How is he as a coach? I've got to ask you this question.
No, because like
I think he's helped me understand defense more.
Yeah, me too, actually. We keep getting done for like at club, you're like, don't look at the ball. But then he's like, no, look at the ball. And I'm like, okay, I'll listen to you because you're captain. No one else here is.
And so I also like that we're allowed to kind of target the ball here because like at club level, we obviously have the tackle height rule.
Yeah.
So like sternum. But I like doing that. And I like the whole thing of like just making a mess of the breakdown and just like annoying the other team and giving us time. I like that he's all for that.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I like it. I like how he coaches as well. Yeah.
Just on a similar note from a coach's point of view, this will obviously go out after we've recorded this evening. Obviously, I don't know why I'm explaining this to you. But just give us a little bit of an insight as to what we're doing at training tonight to make it a little bit more special at a Club of Origin.
We have invited people that have impacted our rugby journey. So that's teammates or coaches to come watch us train.
Who's coming along for yourself, Holland?
I have invited my high school rugby coach. She was the first woman to coach me and she really went out of her time because it wasn't amazing. We were just like a few girls kicking about.
Yeah.
So it was really good of her to take time out of her day to do it. So I appreciate her, to be honest.
Well, if you're coming along to Scotland this weekend with anybody who's impacted your rugby journey, make sure to represent your own club of origin with your hat, your scarf, your shirt, whatever you want to rep. Like we said, there are still tickets available at glasgowwarriors.org, so make sure you get down here and support both of our teams this Saturday night. Anyway, cracking on with the squadcast generally. For those of you who are new listeners, and indeed to Holland and Caris, who are now breaking out in a cold sweat, I think, in front of me. In front of us, there is the squadcast hat filled with the usual scenarios submitted by supporters, by teammates, by Murphy, who sends his apologies again, caught up with training downstairs. Your job is to pick them out, read them out, okay, answer them, and generally have a good time, I think, is where we're going.
I can do the have a good time part.
Yeah, we're going to have a good part time. That's...
So which
I
one...
can read.
You can read. I can.
So which one of you wants to dive into the hat first?
Caris.
Okay. Who would be your phone a friend on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Ooh, who's smart?
It's a classic.
Who's a smarty? Who's a smarty pants? Phaedra is doing medicine.
Phaedra is a smarty pants.
No, she's a vet.
Still smarty pants?
Yeah. So no, I'm saying, like, I'm trying to say what she does. So, like, that's smarty pants. Who's got like their degree?
Sophie Anderson's a midwife.
She is, actually. Maybe Sophie.
She knows a lot of things.
Then I feel like we'd just call and then we'd chat. And then we'd be like, how are you? I'm good. Oh, I'm just on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Like, stuff like that. I don't know.
You've run out your 30 seconds just by catching up with
each other. I know, exactly. I'd be like, oh, well, nice to see you.
Lucy McRae's quite smart.
I was going to say that, but I don't want to give her that.
Yeah, it's...
I don't really want to give her that. Roma Fraser. Are you kidding? Roma's a genius.
We've got smart people.
We're not, but we have some.
So basically what we're saying is we sign both of you up for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and we leave other people to know the knowledge. That's fine.
We wouldn't be millionaires. I'd still be broke, actually.
Where would you back? Would you back yourself to get the first couple right, or are you out for question one?
My general knowledge sucks, actually. Is it general knowledge? I'm not good at maths. Yeah. Like,
oh, I'm not good at maths.
I'm just like, I just like to learn like by doing fun things.
Yeah, I like to learn by doing. So, I don't know. I feel like if I was lucky...
Yeah.
If the questions went my way, I reckon I could get the first few.
I mean, to mix our quiz shows, if you've got a specialist subject from a mastermind point of view, what are you backing?
Oh.
Not much. No, I'm joking.
I was just going to say, like, the quiz about, like, me. I feel like I wouldn't do good at that.
I reckon a quiz about Holland Bogan, I could get a lot of questions.
I feel like I could do good about Caris Craig, to be honest. Probably, I'm not going to say rugby. Because, like, I have the knowledge of playing, but like, don't tell me who's like winning all the World Cups and stuff.
Have you ever been doing an actual general knowledge quiz and there's like a rugby round? I get them all wrong.
Oh, I don't.
No, not them all, but like, if they're like rugby history questions,
I can't do
the
history.
Who scored in this game in 1993?
Who knows that?
You're like, I don't.
I'm going to keep quiet because I tend to.
Do you know that? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I have the reputation of the in-house nerd in Glasgow. So, that's a flex.
That's a flex. You keep that there.
I'll take it.
You take that. I'm sorry. Final answer, Roma Fraser.
So that wasn't the question anymore.
No, final answer for the
question. You pick a question.
Roma. Okay, fine. I will. Here we go. Which teammate would you prefer to be stranded on a desert island with?
All right. Are you picking each other first and foremost?
I want to pick Caris! We're friends!
We're friends! We would just keep the spirits up.
Exactly. Well, no, we would. We'd have fun. Like, we would survive, right?
Yeah.
But we'd have fun with it.
Yes.
That's
really. I would have a laugh.
We'd have a laugh.
I'd give myself that. Yeah, but at least we're dying happy.
This is real, actually. But if I don't want to die, and I want to pick someone, I don't want to say Sophie again, but I want to say Sophie, because she just seems like she's survival-y.
Fair.
I feel like she could climb a tree.
If you need her to. You know who I'm going to pick? I'm going to pick Ailey Tucker, because she works in a farm.
Shout. That's a shout.
And I feel like she could farm us something.
That's a shout.
Keep us alive.
That's a good shout.
I also just think that she's like... She's very outdoor, like she spends a lot of time outdoors. Yeah. So I feel like she'd know what to do in a lot of situations that I wouldn't.
I don't really know who'd spend time outdoors. I don't know people that well. Like, I don't know people, like, no one's told me, like, I like the outdoors. I'm going to go, if I want to survive, I'm going to go Sophie. Shout out to Sophie again.
Sorry,
but, like, I just feel like she could, like, scale a tree and, like, grab me a coconut or something.
Grab you a coconut?
Is that in the desert?
Sure.
A desert, like a tropical island.
I'm just going to sit and tan, to be honest, actually. I'll just like let it happen. I'll die bronzed.
At least we're going to die bronzed and happy.
I mean, I think the first one we ever had on the squadcast was if you've been kidnapped, who's leading your rescue party? This has taken a very strange turn as well in terms of which we're killing off our women's squad by tanning.
Yeah, we're all dead, but we're bronzed.
And we're sun-kissed and everyone's going to be like, wow, she looks great.
Yeah, she looks great.
All right. Well, I think shout out to Sophie and Ailey.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Love you guys.
Okay.
Love you. Love you. Which player is first up on the dance floor on a night out?
We've had this one.
No, but I'm going to make you answer this one because you were the answer for this one when we had Carla and Yvonne. So this is your chance to write and respond.
They're right. Like, I can't back myself because they are right. I back myself as in I'll have a good time and everyone will be entertained. However, that's it. That's actually all I've got.
So when you say everybody's going to be entertained, through dance skills or through sheer enthusiasm?
Maybe like laughing at, not with kind of moment.
Holland's favourite dance move of mine is the death drop.
I do like a death drop. We've talked about this before. Mm-hmm. It has been mentioned. I do like a Rasputin.
Oh.
This was what I was going to pick up with you. Like, where has this come from for a start?
Just Dance.
Just Dance. It's the Just Dance.
Fair enough.
But a shout out to Nicole Flynn and Chrissy Ricci. We were at under 20s in Italy, and that was kind of like, we were all dancing in a circle, and it was actually really wholesome. And we were waiting on the bus, and we were just like doing dances. We'd done some Kaylee dances, Cotton Eye Joe. We'd done Dynamite, which I ran the Dynamite dance from Just Dance, which I kind of love. Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
I kind of like the Rasputin. I like a little bit of pre-cardio before the gym.
Yeah, it's like a nice warm-up.
It's a good warm-up, exactly.
I guess.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is.
I can't argue with anything you've just said there. Karis, we're not going to let you off the hook. Are you back in Holland on this? But if anybody else from a dance point of view, who are you?
Honestly, no.
Holland wins.
You'd come as well.
Yeah, I'd be there after you, but you would start it.
Karis would be filming.
Yeah, Karis would be filming.
Yeah, to be fair. For the private story. Here's the story. You can job swap with anyone at the club for a day. Who and why?
At the club.
Indeed.
At the whole club.
At the whole club. Top to bottom. Anybody.
Wow. I mean, I'd love to swap with you and just like be on that social media.
Right.
Yeah. Can I swap with you?
I'll take next week off.
Yeah, and I'll do it. I feel like I'd love that. But, I don't know. An S&C coach would be fun because I could get people to do funny robustness.
Oh, I mean, technically he's not part of the club, but he is doing our S&C right now. Mm-hmm. Ray makes us
do fun things, like
Ray
a wee cartwheel.
Ray has made me do so much running in my life. I like it.
So
I feel
this is
fit
just a revenge tour now.
But Raymond James.
Name drop.
I want to make him run.
That's fair. No, I want to, I would like.
No, he's a great guy. But.
He loves to do like a cartwheel. He does a backflip, to be fair.
Fair enough.
That was two years ago.
But he still did one, and I'm not over it. Scotland under 18s together.
Yeah.
Raymond in the tunnel at Murrayfield did a backflip.
Mm-hmm. It was really impressive.
It was crazy. He almost failed it. It was crazy, but he didn't.
Is that a try celebration for either of you?
I feel like if I score a try on the weekend, right, I'll do a death drop, right?
Okay.
Unless it's like we're down a few points and then it's like not, it's serious. But like, see if it isn't serious and we're just like, yeah. I'll do a death drop as my try.
Right, if that doesn't encourage you to buy a ticket for the weekend, I genuinely don't know what.
I'll stand in the middle of the pitch if you want. Like, I won't do it in the side. Like, I won't do it while everyone's like, oh, yay! I'll, like, stand and I'll be by myself and I'll do it.
We'll put Rasputin on over the big, of the tannoy for
Please
us.
Do!
No, you know what you need to put on?
Peanut butter.
It's Peanut Butter Gently by Galantis.
Right.
That's Holland's try scoring song.
We'll put Rasputin on.
We'll pick this up afterwards and we'll definitely get this on just for
you
know, general playlist. Yeah, no, we'll get this on Saturday for the game.
Oh, just right, okay.
Middle of the pitch. It's fine. Pretty much sure. All right, crack on.
Whose turn is it?
Oh,
I don't want to.
I'll
just take it now. Like four.
Oh, I've taken all of them up.
You might need both of them to be fair.
Who's most likely to cancel plans last minute?
Lucy McRae.
Lucy McRae is not good at traveling. Help her.
She's late all the time. If you want Lucy to come somewhere at a certain time, tell her half an hour before that you're actually going to be there.
Honestly, maybe even an hour. And actually, plan her train schedules. Do it for her. If you really want to hang out with Lucy, do it for her.
No, because even if you booked her train tickets, she wouldn't leave her house quick enough and she'd miss the train.
Yeah, you're right. Someone get her like a car or something. I don't even think she'd be. No, I actually don't want
to
see her on the roads.
She always says to me, she's always like, oh, can I have a lift here? And can I have a lift? Which I love you, Lucy. I will always give you a lift if you ask. But she's like, I'm like, when are you going to learn to drive? And she's like, I can drive. Just not legally.
You can't.
It's
legally.
Like, that means you can't drive.
You can't drive.
If anyone ever says that to you, they can't drive.
They can't. No, she can't drive. And then she makes fun of my driving. And I'm like, you've not even been in my car, number one. Number two, you can't drive.
You
my
can't
license is nice and pink, and yours is ugly and green.
You can't make fun of anyone's driving if you can't drive yourself.
I mean, again, Lucy, if you listen to this, I'm sure they love you really.
No, we do
so much.
Yeah, Lucy. So except you do attack me on the daily, so I'm going to get you back.
But it's funny.
Yeah, exactly. And I miss the fun we had.
We have. Oh.
Yeah, I know. We're going to
split
up.
We'll have more fun.
No, but we're going to split up. You're going to go back to East and I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, and then we're going to...
20s it up.
Yeah.
Next question.
Who is the player we should be... Why did I look at you? Because I think it's you. Who is the player we should be keeping our eye on for the rest of the season? Holland Bogut.
Like what? Like you're looking after me?
Yeah, looking out for you. Like you're going to be someone.
I think that's not...
So this was submitted by our usual fans, so Rory and Lolly, a few weeks ago for both men's and women's teams. I think it was meant with like on-field sort of performance-wise levels. But I think you may have just dropped yourself in this one.
I thought you meant like we need to watch out because she's going to do something stupid. We need to watch out, Holland.
No, that's not what I meant. I reckon you've just been playing really well.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
That was simultaneously very wholesome and very mistaken.
I know. Yeah. I totally took that as a joke. I was like, okay, thank you, guys. But like, fair. Like, I take that also as fair enough. I don't know why I'm less alone sometimes, but it's fine. Thank you, though. I take that nicely.
You're welcome.
I think also Nikki.
Oh, yeah.
She's Nikki been in
Simpson.
And out of that Scotland camp there. So, yeah. And are we Rhea? As well.
Are we Rhea?
Yeah. Roma as well. 2 tries, man. That was
good. We need to probably touch on that because we mentioned her earlier.
Like, that was great.
I loved that. Loved watching it. I just came out of something and I was like, oh! And I was like, oh my God! And I was like, oh my God!
She's
on again! Because it was like, I was in the middle. I don't even know where. I think I was like on the other side of the pitch and she like ran it, and then she got into like the middle of the sticks and I was like, thank God, I don't even run that far to celebrate.
Which one's about first try or second try?
She just like dances like a wee bat. I'm gonna go for second because that one she like danced around people. Like the first one was just like good footwork and like a full pace run to the end. But like that one was like ballerina dance.
I don't know how she does it.
I don't know either. Like I'm not light on my feet. I'm stomping. I am stomping.
I knees all the way.
Yeah, exactly. If you want to see a gazelle run, just watch me on the pitch.
In fairness though, you have scored a couple of tries yourself in this competition.
I've scored a singular try and I was flipped on my face.
Oh, I love it.
They all count.
The ref wouldn't give it to me for a second. I was like, no, please. I was on the line, please. I was like, no, please. Because I didn't even get a good celebration. Everyone kind of just like sat there like, wait, is it given? And you and Rhea gave me a celebration. And you were sitting warming up.
Yeah. We were warming up off the bench and we're like, yeah!
And everyone else kind of just sat there.
And everyone was just stood, like, is it? And we were like, guys, get excited anyway.
And then I just went, yes! And then, like, no one else did. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. And then I watched it back, because it is shown quite a few times, because, like, we have, like, inspirational, like, videos. And it's not inspirational for me, because I just keep seeing myself getting flipped over. Like, every time I look at it, I go, oh.
We just call it acrobatic finish.
It's funny. It is. It's Raymond's robustness, actually. I was trying to do a cartwheel over the try line. So.
Whilst being tackled.
Exactly. And that tackling was just a plus.
It did also give us an excuse to use your try celebration photo that we took on Headshots Day, which I think might be up there with the most creative ones we've had for a while.
Oh, yeah. Speaker?
Did you just use that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I didn't see it. I love it. Yep. I know. I was like, I was eyeing that up when we were doing the headshots. I was like, I'm either going to do the boot phone call, which Karis.
Which I took.
Because I'm like,
also a top try celebration.
Thank you.
Classic.
Yep. I'm not going to take my boots off, but like, for the picture, it was good.
I was eyeing it up and I was like, can I please use a prop?
May I?
And I did. And it was heavy, I'm not going to lie. Mm. But it was worth it.
Well, I'll give you inspiration for next year. We had Petrus Duplessis here a few years ago. His try celebration that never got used was him with a fire extinguisher.
Gasp. That is nice. I quite like that.
Not using the fire extinguisher, just holding the fire extinguisher.
No, he should have.
I need an action shot.
Fire safety might have words with us for that.
Yeah, okay, though, but like the picture would be cool. Yeah. Smoke from the
just
bottom.
Just edit it on like Photoshop.
Genius.
It's got to be an effect on Instagram or something for that, surely.
Yeah, I'll Photoshop some music coming out of it.
AI nowadays.
Yeah. Indeed.
Oh, aye. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get bonkers coming out of the speaker or something. Love that song.
All right, go with the last one here, Karis. Make it a good one.
Oh my gosh, I'm scared.
Oh, what if it's not? Oh,
is it not?
I knew it wasn't going to be. I just wanted one that's really exciting. That one wasn't that exciting. Ooh. Which teammate have you known the longest? Where and when did you meet?
Oh, I love. Oh, I love this one. Oh, under 18s, first one. I think it was you, Chloe Brown, Lucy McRae. It's like the young ones.
Yep.
Ailey Fleming. I'm scared if I miss someone out and then they're going to hate me forever.
Should we look at the score?
Just all the young ones. I think that is all the young ones, though.
That was so funny. The first year, so 2 years ago, when we played Scotland Under-18s, we did it together, and I didn't know anyone.
Me neither. I knew no one. I came from Carthaw, and I was the only one who came from Carthaw, and I was like, I'm so scared right now.
I was the only one that came from Curry.
Yeah.
And I knew Katie as well. Katie,
And Sky.
And Sky, yeah.
There you go. So that's who I've known the longest, I think. But I don't know who I met first. I think it could have been... Oh, no, it's Chloe. Chloe Brown and Kate Ainsworth. I knew, but I didn't know. Because, like, I played against them in that SP Energy.
Oh, of course.
And then I was like, And I didn't know that until, like, a few months ago. And I was like, oh, my gosh, we played against each other.
No one. And I was terrified.
That's fair enough.
I had a horrible time. Well, no, I didn't. No. I had a good time by the end of it. But I was a stressed little...
Bunny.
Stressful girl. Yeah. No, but Chloe was my roommate the first year.
Yeah, that was fun. We just hung out in their room all the time.
We had a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah,
and then the second year, who was still there?
Me,
you,
exactly. Lucy McRae,
Chloe Brown,
everyone but Sky and me.
Yeah, because they were old enough. Old.
Yeah, but that was fun. I know. Look at us, 3 years or something. Yeah, we've been friends for. That's weird.
No.
Oh my gosh, what? We should hug after this. Okay.
But we'll wrap it up and let these guys actually hug it out, because I think that might be just what's going to happen now, regardless of anything else. It has been an absolute pleasure, guys. Thank you very much, Karis Hollins.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for having us.
All the best for this weekend. And if you want to get down and cheer on the girls and the boys this weekend in Club of Origin Night at Scotland, tickets available at glasgowwarriors.org. The Glasgow Warriors Women in the Celtic Challenge against Brighton Thunder, 4:30 kickoff. Gates open at 4, and then the men following on from that against the Dragons at 7:35 in the BKT URC. In the meantime, Cheeseman Holland Bogan, Cheeseman Karis Craig, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.